Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Jimmy Olsen tries desperately to reach Clark Kent, only a few minutes remain before Muggs and his gang will reach the synagogue of Rabbi Stone to strike another blow in their relentless campaign of terror.
Hi there, gang. This is your pal, Dan. Say, have you ever wondered why Mom is so glad when you clean up every last bit of your breakfast dish of Kellogg's Pep? Of course, it's a treat for you because Pep is loaded with sunny golden toasted flavor. But Mother's also thinking of the wonderful nutrition in this whole wheat flake cereal. Good whole grain food value, plus an energy vitamin B1, more than twice as much as in sun-ripened whole wheat. And vitamin D, your whole daily minimum need in every one-ounce serving of Pep. Mom will tell you how important vitamin D is to help build strong bones and teeth. And here's something else that Mom has in mind when she urges you to eat every last crisp flake of Kellogg's Pep. She's thinking of fellas and girls just like you all over the world who are going hungry nowadays. And she knows the cereal grains have been picked out to help feed those children. And she knows how important it is for us not to waste any cereal anytime. So when she brings a package of Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, she opens it carefully. And she pours it carefully, too. And she urges you and your brothers and sisters to eat up all that's poured out. So take a tip from Mom, gang. Don't waste. Do your part to help feed those hungry fellows and girls all over the world.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Battling an unknown enemy, a hidden underground organization attempting to spread the vicious poison of hatred and intolerance, Clark Kent, in his role of Superman, has enlisted the aid of Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Daily Planet, to learn the identities of the hate mongers. Yesterday, as you recall, Jimmy discovered that another attack was about to be made on a member of the committee sponsoring an interfaith clubhouse and playground for neighborhood boys and girls of all races and religions. This time, the attack was to be made on a Jewish house of worship, the temple of Rabbi Stone, a committee member. From a drugstore phone booth, Jimmy tried desperately to reach Clark Kent, but there was no answer. As we continue now, he is still the receiver glued to his ear, pleading aloud for some response from the dead instrument.
Please, Mr. Kent. Please answer. There isn't much time. They're on their way. Please, please answer. Oh, he's not home. He must have gone out, or else he's asleep and the bedroom door is closed. And...
Hello?
Mr. Kent, jeepers, where were you? The phone's been ringing for almost 5 minutes, and I was...
Whoa, take it easy, Jim.
Take it easy? I can't take it easy. Muggs and his gang are on the way. They left here just before I started to call you. We've got to stop him, Mr. Kent,
Jim,
if we
listen
don't...
listen to me. I can't understand a word you're saying. Now, calm down and tell me what's the matter.
It's the rabbi. Rabbi Stone.
Yes, what about it?
Muggs and three of his toughs are on their way to Rabbi Stone's temple.
What?
They're going to break in and do all the damage they can.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I was supposed to go along with them, but I made believe I had a stomachache so I could get to a phone to call you and tell you.
Where is Stone's temple? Oh, never mind, I know. On Clinton Street.
Yeah.
Do you know where he lives?
No, I don't, but...
I'll look it up.
What are you going to do, call the police?
No. This is a job for Superman.
Golly, you almost sounded like Superman the way you said that.
Huh? Oh, of course I have it, I guess. Look, Jim, you better come on back to the apartment. I'll leave the key under the front doormat. Wait here for me. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Where are you going?
To get Superman.
Well, can't I come along to watch Superman give those guys their lumps?
Look, in the first place, that's not what he's going to do. And in the second place, you've got to keep in the background. You can't let Muggs suspect that you tipped me off.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
All right, I'll see you later, then.
Okay. And, Mr. Kent?
Yes?
If Superman does give them their lumps, tell him to park one on Muggs' nose for me.
Shame to have to wake him up at this hour of the morning, but it can't be helped. Seems to be a light in a rear room. Ah, here comes someone. A man, fully dressed. Could be the rabbi, except he's a little young. Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you, but...
Am I seeing things?
What? Oh, this costume. No, it's authentic.
Then you're Superman.
Guilty as charged. Are you Rabbi Stone?
Yes, I was working on a sermon. That's how I happened to be up this late.
Oh, I see.
Won't you come in?
Well, I'm afraid there isn't time to visit, Rabbi. I've just learned that a mob of young hoodlums are on their way to smash up your temple.
What?
I believe we can still head them off if we hurry.
That letter I received, it warned me about this. Lord in heaven, isn't anything sacred to those people?
Evidently not. I suggest we get right over to the temple. Now, if you'll just swing your arm around my neck.
Around your... We're going to fly?
Faster than you've ever flown before. You're not afraid, are you?
Afraid? Why, you know... you've never dropped anyone, have you?
Not yet. And I certainly don't intend to start with a clergyman. Are you all set?
I guess so.
Good. Up and away!
You say you saw them as we were flying over?
Yes, they were just turning the corner of Lorimer Street. You having trouble with that key?
I've been complaining about this lock for almost a year. One of these days, I'm going to get a screwdriver and fix it myself. There, finally. I'll turn the light on.
No, wait a minute. No light.
But you can't see a thing in here. It's pitch dark.
Remember who I am?
Well, of course. Sorry, I stepped right into that one. You can see in the dark, can't you?
Almost as well as I can in daylight. Comes in handy now and then.
I should think so. Well, how do we handle this? How many of them are there?
There are four. All youngsters, 16, 17. The leader is a boy named Muggs.
Where did you learn all this?
I get around. Now tell me, what would be the easiest way for them to get in here?
Well, break one of the windows and climb in, I guess.
I doubt whether they do that. Too much noise.
Then they'd have to jimmy one of the doors.
Oh.
Either the front door or the side door.
That sounds like it, the side door. That's the one we came in, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, we'll let them force it. You say the lock needs repairing anyway. Once they're inside, we'll...
You mean I will?
All four?
Well, I did a little boxing at college. I can still throw a few punches.
Sounds funny coming from a rabbi.
Do you know Francis Sheehan, Father Sheehan at St. Catherine's?
Sure, of course I do.
He was an All-American tackle for Holy Cross, you know. And he can lick his weight in Wildcat.
Oh, I didn't know.
When we're not busy during the summer, he and I run up to the Y gym and we do a little sparring. Look, don't ever tell him I told you, but he's a sucker for a left hook.
I won't say a word.
You know, that's the trouble with a lot of people. They think religious leaders are a bunch of stuffed shirts. Maybe they used to be, but they're not now. Take a fellow like Leeds at the Methodist Church. He played pro ball to earn enough money to go through seminary. Now he coaches the church team, and believe me, his club can lick the pants off half the college teams in the state. And on top of that, he's a good preacher and a good minister and a regular guy.
Well, that sounds like a combination you can't beat.
You can't. And if more people got to know their priest or their minister or their rabbi, they'd soon find out how regular they are.
Uh-huh.
Especially youngsters. Now take these four hoodlums we're waiting for.
Hold it. Get ready to take them. They're here.
Where?
Where we figured they'd be at the side door. You hear them?
Yes.
They're working on the door, forcing the lock.
Now maybe I'll get a new one.
Well, since you're going to do the honors, Rabbi, I'd better duck down behind one of the pews.
How far do you want me to go with them?
Oh, not too far. Just give them a light thrashing. I want them scared more than anything else. Are you sure you can handle all four?
If I can't, I'm slowing up, but I'll need light.
Okay. I'll stand by at the switch, and once they're all inside, I'll flip it.
Won't they see you?
I move pretty fast. I'll be down behind a pew before they can blink. Hold it now. I heard the door creak. Yes, they're getting it open. Watch it.
Right.
Okay, you guys. Come on.
Okay.
Close the door, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Light a match, Joe. Let's see where we are.
Right.
I'll show you where he is.
What the?
Light, camera, action!
Blinded momentarily by the lights flooding from the ceiling of the temple vestry, Muggs and his three companions blink in amazement at the unexpected reception. Crouching low behind a pew, Superman looks on smiling as the fighting young rabbi moves in to give the hoodlums the thrashing they deserve. But unknown even to the man of steel, tragedy may soon wipe the smile from his lips. We'll be back in a moment to learn what happened, so keep listening.
Gang, you've probably learned in school how important the sun is to the earth. But you know how important it is to you? How it makes vitamin D for you that helps you grow up with strong bones and teeth? And you know that you get your whole daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D in your 1 ounce serving of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. And this sunny golden toasted cereal brings you more than twice as much vitamin B1, an energy vitamin, as in sun-ripened whole wheat.
Pep gives you loads of doggone good eating, too. Sunshine flavor and crisp goodness. So it's no wonder you want to eat up every last spoonful in your bowl. And a good thing, that is, especially nowadays when there are fellows and girls going hungry overseas. You see, the cereal grains, like the famous whole wheat and Kellogg's Pep, have been picked out to help feed those hungry children. So it wouldn't do for us to waste. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. If you pour your own cereal, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. Tell the rest of your family to be careful, too. Taking care of waste here is helping to take care of hungry children over there.
Insisting on handling Muggs and his three pool-room companions himself, young Rabbi Stone, one of the members of the Unity House Committee marked for violence, faces the four hoodlums in the vestry of his temple. Closing in, he grabs Muggs by the scruff of the neck.
Why, you dirty
dog. Maybe someone had paid some attention to you 10 years ago.
Honest, wouldn't be breaking into churches and temples.
No!
Joe!
Jump!
Oh, no, you don't. Let me jump in, you do.
I'll do it.
The shivs, Lefty. Lefty, the shivs. Come on. Fight, you cowards. Come on in and fight.
All right. You close in. Get him.
That's what you think.
Okay, Lefty. Now.
That does it. Let's scram. Come on.
Well, that was short and sweet. Nice work, Rabbi.
I didn't see the knife.
Didn't see the knife? Great Scott, you've been stabbed.
The one he called Lefty. He had his in his sleeve.
Oh, how did I miss it?
He said shiv. Shiv must mean knife.
You're in a bad way. I better get you to a doctor.
With an ever-widening circle of telltale red marking his white shirt, the young rabbi gasps and collapses in Superman's arms. Another victim of hate and prejudice. Has Muggs gone too far this time? Is it murder? Gang, Monday's episode is tense and exciting as Superman, angered as he has never been before, moves heaven and earth to get his hands on the hate mongers responsible for this latest act of murderous violence. But something happens, something that even he cannot foresee. So be sure to hear Monday's episode entitled, Rats Have Sharp Teeth.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, if you want your dog to tag right along with the gang, if you want him to be strong and husky, don't let him eat just to fill up. Mix the scraps of meat and fat in with Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food. Then just see if you don't get congratulations on what a fine dog you have. Grow Pup has what it takes to help keep a dog hitting on all fours, and it's full of swell, meaty flavor dogs like. Besides, there are three different kinds of Grow Pup. Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask Mother to start feeding your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup today. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.